This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A rare and as yet incurable illness has brought together two groups in an unusual partnership. Batten disease is a fatal neurological disorder affecting mostly infants and children. A nearly identical form of the illness can affect dogs, which gives different groups of people a powerful interest in fighting it. NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine tells the story of what may prove to be a breakthrough collaboration.
Lorena Ann Johnston was born on Groundhog Day in 1971. Her father remembers the way in which her hair grew in, much the same way his was falling out. Her first 5 years were uncomplicated. Sadly, they'd be the only easy years of her short life.
She started with the symptoms when she was about six, and she died at the age of 22.
Lance Johnston's daughter had Batten disease, an inherited genetic defect that leads to a breakdown of the entire nervous system. Lorena's symptoms began with vision problems and trouble concentrating in school, later seizures, and finally dementia. Because the disease was so rare, its symptoms easily mistaken, Lorena's diagnosis took 8 lonely years. Though a diagnosis today might be arrived at more quickly, it remains just as tragic. Which is why the executive director of the Batten Disease Support and Research Association, Lorena's dad, is determined no one will go it alone.
I kind of made a commitment to her, not smart enough to go into the laboratory and find a cure, so I promised her that I would do the next best thing that I could, and that was try to help others. That's been my focus since then.
Which has led you to a family of dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meet the family, the Tibetan Terriers. Imagine an English sheepdog shrunk to knee-high size, and you've got the overall look of a Tibetan. Dozens of these shimmering, healthy, hairy beasts are here going through their paces at a recent Tibetan Terrier Dog Fest just outside San Francisco.
Now, step back a couple of steps and just call her towards you.
Among the more unlikely folks at this regional conference is, in fact, Lance Johnston, whose connection to these critters goes back 3 years. On a memorable September day, he received a call from the Tibetan Terrier Club of America, wanting to talk about a rare but worrying illness in its breed, Batten disease. The caller was a dog lover, Stuart Ekman, who simply had a hunch something powerful might happen if the two communities talked. He then invited Lance Johnston and a few parents of children with the disease to the 2003 Tibetan Terrier World Congress, where Stuart Ekman's hunch paid off.
We were describing an unusual head tilt in the Tibetan Terrier, and one of the parents said, "I know what that is. That's a mini seizure." And she said, "That's the way her son reacted when he was first affected."
And it just like a light bulb lit up in the whole room.
Lance Johnston.
And all of a sudden people are thinking, wow, here's two very similar things going on and we're learning from each other. It was like two families coming together.
The two communities have been exchanging information ever since, even teamed up to fund some of the same research, hoping that by pooling resources, they will accelerate a cure.
Lance!
At this Tibetan Terrier conference, sponsored by the Canine Health Foundation, participants have gathered to hear scientists discuss the latest inroads into Batten disease, among them stem cell research. Outside the conference hall, parents of both species mingle, as do their children and their dogs.
He's looking at you. Dinah.
Katie Alio is a soft-spoken teenager with Batten disease. She is wheelchair-bound and blind. 6-year-old Daniel Kerner is also in a wheelchair, his limbs and language erratic.
It sounds crazy that Tibetan terriers and little children that are terminally ill are bonded together by a disease in common, but that's the reality.
Daniel's father, Marcus Kerner, and Katie's mother, Kathy Alio, are meeting here for the first time in a difficult but ritualized exchange.
When did it start?
Well, with Katie, it started, the onset started at 5 with vision. With Annie, I believe I saw for her first seizure at age 1.
For Daniel, it started at 2 years old, language regression.
With increasing emotion as he tells his son's story, Marcus Kerner leans into Kathy Alio's arms.
And he'll wither away and blow out just like a candle. And all you'll see is the smoke.
It's okay. You're going to survive this.
Two of Kathy Elio's six children have Batten disease, including her youngest, 7-year-old Annie. She admits she was initially conflicted about collaborating with dog owners, feeling there was nothing comparable about a sick child and a sick dog.
But it wasn't about a dog or a child and which was more important. It was about fighting a disease. Uniting is a wonderful idea. Because our first desire, besides, of course, a cure and our children being whole, would be awareness.
Awareness that this fatal disease exists and begs for attention. Just outside the hotel, hunched in a warm, light rain, a young woman and her shivering dog stand apart from the community, hesitant to step in.
Is he shaking because he's cold?
I think he's scared. He doesn't like newness. It's too much for him to process.
Erica Gaspar fears her dog Misha has Batten disease. She's about to consult with the doctor in this cross-species collaboration, researcher Martin Katz.
This is Misha.
Hi, Misha.
He's a little nervous.
I see. Your dog seems to have visual problems the way he's moving, and that's one of the early signs of the disease.
Dr. Katz was well into his human Batten disease research at the University of Missouri when he was offered a Canine Health Foundation grant to also help Tibetan terriers. The caveat, no lab animals. He could only work with the pet population, that is, family dogs.
Well, I come from a background of many years of working with rats and mice as laboratory research animals where you could control everything. And I thought, this is impossible. There's no way you can do this type of research that depends on the pet population. But I've learned over the years that it is possible. Surprise, I was pleasantly surprised.
In part because of all the new research tools now available to him, including an innovative Tibetan Terrier DNA bank. With it, Dr. Katz has been able to compare genes in healthy and diseased animals. He's also been able to identify the disorder in several other breeds. While his personal priorities remain human well-being, Martin Katz's approach to his work has been radically and humanely changed.
Misha, give me paw. Mimi, give me paw.
Sadly, given the limitations of current research, Dr. Katz cannot give Erica Gaspar a definitive diagnosis. She's very sad, clearly, but her posture's changed, perhaps less burdened, feeling less alone. Which is reason enough why this extended family, galvanized by a rare disease, believes it's onto something. Having reached beyond the boundaries of two isolated communities to come together, shepherd change, and perhaps find a cure. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Six children with Batten disease will soon take part in a clinical trial at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. It's a preliminary test to see if a type of stem cell therapy might one day be used as treatment for some forms of the disease. Marcus Kerner, who we heard earlier in this report, is hoping his son Daniel will be chosen for that trial. And you can learn more about Batten disease at npr.org.